This is KUT. Mosquito season is looming, and Texas public health officials are preparing for the possibility of the Zika virus infecting the state's mosquito population. Following missteps during an Ebola crisis in Dallas less than 2 years ago, officials say they are applying what they learned during that ordeal to a new infectious disease threat. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports.
You probably remember the images plastered online and flashed across the TV of federal health officials barricading an apartment in a Dallas suburb.
It is the epicenter of Ebola in America. And for the first time, it looked like it.
It was an event Texans didn't expect and state health officials weren't prepared for, and they bungled it on a national stage.
It was one more fumble in the handling of America's first domestically diagnosed case of the deadly disease.
Amidst that scrutiny, lawmakers met in an effort to get a handle of the problem and prevent this from happening again.
The purpose of today's hearing is to identify what we know, what our strengths and weaknesses are in responding to infectious diseases and other public health emergencies, and what role the state can and should play in improving our response to these types of situations.
It's been more than a year, and Brez Girard, who led a statewide infectious disease task force at the time, says the state has learned its lesson, and those lessons are now informing the state's response to Zika, a mosquito-borne illness sweeping South America.
What we learned from Ebola will be tremendously helpful as we face future threats, including Zika. I think it taught us that we needed to learn to work together with all the agencies at the state. We think of Ebola as a health problem, but it was also a communication issue.
Girard is now a senior fellow at the Texas Medical Center Health Policy Institute and is a member of a 31-person task force created by Governor Greg Abbott early last month. The group's mission is to come up with a statewide recommendation on how to prepare and respond to infectious diseases.
When you're talking about infectious diseases in a state as large, geographically large, and as diverse as Texas, it is always a large undertaking, and we are mobilizing right now the thoughts and the specific procedures to recommend to the governor.
The type of mosquito that transmits Zika is common here, so Girard says transmission in Texas is highly likely. Knowing that, the governor's task force created a special committee to focus all its efforts on Zika. Girard says that group will be meeting very soon. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.